Rhyme.
And treason.
She knows the power inside fear.
Tasted 31 flavors. There's only one she really hates.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout.
Episode 67, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Coming at you right now with the sequels edition.
Yeah, the sequels of songs. There's not that many. Part one and part two. That's what this show is all about.
Yeah, the follow-up. You know, coming through with... What did we just hear? Some NoFX?
Yeah, Liza and Louise. And Liza.
That's right. What are those songs all about, DJ Matador?
Lesbianism. Pretty awesome.
Epic lesbianism.
One of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
But I made the track from Chico to Sacramento earlier today. Been drinking some Bushmills and Red Bull.
That's right. Also throwing some Deschutes Mirror Pond in the mix. And we got some Speakeasy Brewery in the house,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good stuff.
Indeed. Our unofficial sponsors of every episode are the beers that we're drinking. We got some guests in the studio.
The P90X is going on right next to us.
Tony Horton Jr. How's it going?
Hey.
He's working out so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the X Factor, folks.
Never listened to the show.
Never. But I like it so far.
But we're in DJ Gower's garage.
It's shameless self-indulgence, I'll tell you that, brother.
Sacramento.
What do you think so far of the professionalism and amazing display of talent that you see before you this evening?
Amazing.
We got a full word out of her, folks.
Yeah, DJ Gower's coworker. Anyway, coming up next, Bitch Please 1 and Bitch
Snoop
Please 2.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg with Nate Dogg and Exhibit. The next one, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, Exhibit.
Eminem.
Dr. Dre.
Yes. That's it.
That's
right. There you have it.
Can't wait.
So, Bitch Please, this is Rhyme.
And the sequel edition of Treason.
Inhales.
Yatch!
I got the something that makes me want to shout. I got the thing to tell me what it's all about.
Yeah, trying to bring your ass to the table, y'all. It's X to the Z Exhibit. Yeah, Snoop Double D, OG. What? Bring it alive, Dr. Dre. What? Throwing up a big ass W, covered up the world, right? Yeah, listen, look. You ain't trying to hot box with me. I swing hard liquor going down by the second round. All hell to underground. How that sound? Exhibit backing down from a conflict. Fuck the nonsense. Terrorists hit a bomb shit. Glass and metal in every direction. Innocent bystanders taught a very hard lesson. I'm the reason there's no time to reach for that weapon. And reason why niggas with problems keep on stepping. Exhibit ready to scrap like Mike Tyson with his license back. 9 to 5 minimum wage. What type of life is that for me? It's blasphemy. You fucking around with the Sundance Kid and Butch Cat. You had the audacity to wanna tangle with the X-ray your neck. Slap you like the opposite sex. Trunk driver trying to stack my loot. While other rappers getting treated like a prostitute. So check the sound scan.
All I wanna be was a yee-haw. My whole life, nigga, please, ha. Breaking off these motherfucking keys, ha. Let's get these motherfucking keys, ha. Nigga, you don't wanna fuck with this.
Oh no, Big Snoop Dogg. Back up in the heezy, baby. Jockin' my style, you so crazy. Dre say ain't no limit to this. As long as we drop gangster shit. Look here, bitch, you fine and I dig your style. Come fuck with a nigga, do it, don't be style. I'll be gentle, sentimental. Shit, we fucked in the rental. Lincoln, Continental. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago.
Yeah, nigga, you know what's happening, man.
Everywhere that I go.
These bitches know what time it is.
And your
hell yeah, hoes know about a nigga like me, man. I'm hip these hoes, nigga. Bitch, please, get down on your goddamn knees. For this money, chronic clothes and weed. Look, you fucking with some real OGs. Bitch, please, bitch, please.
down on your motherfucking knees. We came to get the motherfucking G's. Yeah, you fucking with some real OGs. You dick tease.
Bitch, please. Now what you need to do is hand my coat and roll me some dough. Different strokes for different folks. Oh, you like setting niggas up and getting them lows. Oh, cute little bitch with a whole lot of heart. Shit gets thick when the light gets dark. She say she got some lick for me. Worth about 200 G's and 30 keys. Now check this out, Dre. Now if I don't move, then a nigga like me, shit, I don't lose. But you know me, dog, I'm moving. Ain't nothing to it but to get to grooving. You've been waiting on a nigga like me to take that chance and rob your man and beat up the pussy, a victim of a circumstance. That's the devil, they always wanna dance. See, we go out with a bang. I'm trying to work this cold thing and take this whole thing. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
You don't wanna step to me. Still claiming DPG. Till the day I D.I.A.
Yeah, what up, Detroit?
No, he didn't. They didn't do it again.
What? What?
You shit on these niggas two times, Dr. Dre?
Oh, for sure.
No.
You smell that?
This is special right here.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Toast to the boogie, baby. To the boogie, boogie, boogie. What's cracking, Dre?
Let me lay back and kick some old simplistic pimp shit on Slim shit and start rise like Limp Bizkit. Stone guilty conscience at concerts and watch mosh pits. Some motherfuckers knock each other unconscious. Some of these crowds that Slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Some of these crowds me and Snoop draw is niggas from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these niggas again. These grown ass ignorant men with hair triggers again. You and what army can harm me? D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. Came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to stare me the wrong way. I got a long ooze and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare just being Andre. But I
somehow, some way, hello, nigga, you know about dog games. Now let me cut these niggas up and show them where the fuck I'm coming from. I get the party cracking from the shit that I be spitting, son. Hit and run, get it done, get the fun, split and run. Got about 50 guns, and I love all of them the same. Bang, bang. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot what you say it was. Damn, a nigga buzz. Hanging in the club with my nephew Eminem. What up, cuz? The great white American hope. Then hooked up with the king of the motherfucking West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust. Is he?
They always wanna change.
I'm the head nigga in charge. I'm watching you move. You found dead in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it cause I expose the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hot box with God. All jokes aside, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a 12 gauge about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in the body bag but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club shooting with pump. Bitch, please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position and get back down on your knees. Come on.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
Oh no, big slim dog, 80 pound ball, thick 6 inch long. Back up in the easy baby, he's shaded.
He's so crazy.
Give me the mic, let me recite to Timothy White. He gets outside, they're gonna scope offices every night. What if he's right? I'm just a criminal, making a living off of the world's misery. What in the world gives me the right to say what I like and walk around flipping the bird? Living the urban life like a white kid from the birds. Dreaming at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see that somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is cause this is me now. The recent dude is being this me. So when you see me, dress son, I'm like a nerd on TV. I heard the CD using the fag word so freely. It's just me being me. Here, want me to tone it down? Suck my fucking dick, you faggot. You happy now? Look at it. I start some trouble everywhere that I go. Ask the bouncers in the club, cause they know. I saw some shit, they throw me out the back door. Come back and shoot the club up with a 4-4.
You really wanna fuck with me? Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust this heat.
The devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust this heat.
The devil, they always wanna change.
2001 and forever. Slim Shady, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, X to the Z, Nate Dogg, come on, yeah.
Sometimes I feel so nice, good God. I jump back, I wanna kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. That I'm super bad. Red, come on.
Episode 66, the sequel edition.
What you just heard, the Snoop Dogg version and Eminem versions of Bitch Please,
yeah,
as produced by the Dr. Drizzy.
Sequels, Rhyme and Treason Part 2.
DJ Gower, DJ Matador in the house, bringing it to you. So, coming up next, we got the Police.
Synchronicity 1 and 2.
DJ Matador swallowing the microphone as usual.
Swallowing.
There he goes.
The mic. Because what the fuck? It's Sacramento.
I mean, the Police, Sting.
It's
I mean,
10:30 or something.
The music that he makes, I don't really listen to it. But the fact that he makes it, I mean, I can appreciate that.
That's right. Name that movie, I mean, quote.
Not listen to the Police, man. That's classic.
All right. This guy's into the Police. That's what's
right,
coming up
we
next.
Have one Police fan. So do you know
so
what movie that's from?
Part twos of songs. It's going to be awesome. I love this show. I do.
Clearly no fans of Big Lebowski in the house.
Hey, I watched it for the first time like a year ago.
One of the best ideas I've had in a long
time. I showed it to her for the first time.
Wow. They actually thought it was from Big Lebowski. That's how bad that was.
All right. What? So here it comes, the Police, Synchronicity, Part 1 and Part 2, Rhyme.
And stay tuned for a future episode known as Police State, coming up in the future.
Yeah.
So,
about oppression of the police force.
Anyhow, the drummer of the Police is pretty fucking badass, so pay attention to him.
Just kidding.
Rhyme.
And Treason.
Sleep trance, our dream dance, our shame. Here's a real hero of mine, Sting. Sting will be another person who's a hero. The music that he's created over the years, I don't really listen to it, but the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
Rhyming Treason Radio, episode 60...
Six.
Seven?
Oh, seven.
Yeah.
The sequels edition, part two of Rhyming Treason. Yeah, we've been drinking for a while.
That's right.
What you just heard was The Police. We've never played them on our show, I don't think.
Synchronicities, versions one and two.
Do this thing.
Well, yeah.
But anyway, coming up, Outkast...
Yeah, that's right. Bringing some hip hop flavor to the set. The Art of Storytelling, Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah, sequel edition. We're in Sacramento right now, drinking heavily. I'm on Teaser Radio.
And, you know, Sacramento's not exactly the classiest place on earth. Would our studio guests agree with that?
We got some guests in the house.
You think it is a classy place?
It's parts of it.
Like the breasts and the thighs?
Yes.
But not the buttocks.
Do you think the Kings are going to get moved to Seattle? Because I think they are.
I hope so.
Every Sacramento resident hates the Kings, of course.
Well, I think that the only...
You're in for the days of Pages, Stojakovic, and Chris Webber.
As...
And Vlade Divac.
As a Warriors fan that lives in Sacramento...
Vlade Divac.
I could say that the greatest advantage would be that the Kings stay here so that we can get an arena that actually would draw some decent fucking talent, music-wise, to the area.
And the traffic is horrible now, so you put a stadium that allows, what, 80,000 people to sit in it? I'm going to have to sit for 50 minutes to get, like, a block. That's not okay.
She's anti-Kings.
We're not going to be able to park in front of our own house anymore, yeah.
But if they have to tear down our downtown plaza, then I'll be glad to move out of downtown.
Seattle Kings.
So the tearing down of downtown plaza is
Sacramento
the
residents want the team
it's
to move.
Building a stadium in the middle
they got no
of
pride.
A city.
I don't know what that.
If it's outside the city, which what they were going to do, it kind of makes more sense.
J. Matador endorses them fully.
ESPN, eat your heart out.
Alright, here we go. Coming up next, the sequels edition.
Outkast, here it is.
Oh, we just played that.
No, it's coming up right now, bitch.
Oh yeah, no, sorry, we didn't. Here it is.
Stankonia of Treason.
I was just a boy when the infidels came to my village in their Black Hawk helicopters. The infidels fired at the oil fields and they lit up like the eyes of Allah. Burning oil rained down from the sky and cooked everything it touched. I could only hide myself and cry as my goats were consumed by the fiery black liquid death. In the midst of the chaos, I could swear that I heard my goats screaming for help. As quickly as they had come, the infidels were gone. It was on that day I put a jihad on them. And if you don't believe it, then you better kill me now. Because I'll put a jihad on you.
I like you. You have balls. I like balls. Yeah.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the good and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, bat seats, or things of that nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging the hoe down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed, all the way down to Decatur. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Save with the snake and eggs and a Beamer 800 Baldy. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck, I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's It's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha.
Thumper.
I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb and the spite. All of the bullshit, we on our back staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I say, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eyes. I could've died, time went on. I got grown, rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find Lil Sasha was gone. Her mama said she was a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later, she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go hit the hump or fight your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now. It's like that now, you better go get the hump or fight your bag now. It's about 4 or 5 cats off in my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now, it's like that now.
Baby, don't be scared. It's gonna be all right. It's just the Lord doing His work, okay?
Yeah. Until it's on ya, I put that on my doorway from H-Town to California. All the weed smell like ammonia, but at the dungeon I know they smoking. Writing the raps and doing the beats to make the slash recording. Fuck abortion, I got in the booth to run the final portion. The beat was very dirty and the vocals had this store.
Buddy Holly stood on this spot in 1958 and said, "There is no way in hell that I'm going to record in this dump."
I'm sure Lurleen will love it.
Homer, how much did you just give that man?
Calm down, Marge. It's just our life savings. I'm not going to go into hock for this.
Hey,
Colonel Homer. And you must be...
Mrs. Homer Simpson.
Charmed.
Hmm. Then you said she was overweight.
Marge, it takes two to lie. One to lie and one to listen.
What does that mean?
I don't have time to answer all these questions. Time is money. Come on, people.
Well, come on, boys. Let's break some hearts.
Here we go, episode 66.
67, goddammit.
Episode 67. Apparently, I can't move on from
the previous episode
because we've been drinking a lot.
Apparently, this is the sequel to episode 66.
Crime and Treason Part 2.
Also known as episode 67, the sequels edition.
What you just heard, Little Outcast. Coming up next.
Did you know that we have an email address?
We've only actually received like one email in the history of
It's rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Yep.
Did you know that we have a Twitter account?
Nope.
DJ Gower's coworker hates him.
Do you have a Twitter account?
Hell no.
She's trying to star in this episode.
DJ Matador, do you have your own Twitter account?
I do.
Fag.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I hate the fact that I hate my
like, stupid smartphone. I hate it all, man.
We're a radio show, and we follow more people than follow us. That's pretty sad.
Uh-oh. This guy just almost had a P90X accident. Yeah. P90X going on in the garage. It's a fitness
Beachbody.com. Yeah, one of the sponsors like, here.
These guys all wrote it out and shit. Anyway, episode 67, I'm getting it right this time. The sequels edition, one of the sweetest ideas I've had for a long time. So, Rhyme and Treason Radio, we're coming up next with...
Lunagics.
Here it is. Brickface and Stucco and the return of Brickface and Stucco. I like these songs a lot. One of the sweetest all-girl bands of all time, Lunagics.
Followed by the set of Screeching Weasel.
That's right.
High School Psychopath.
Oh, yeah. High School Psychopath. Then the Queers. High School Psychopath
Part 2.
Here goes. Rhyme.
And Unisons of Treason.
To the village of
man, what has happened?
Long time, no see.
Yes, sir. What have you been up to?
Same old shit, man.
Yeah?
Working for the city.
Working man, huh?
Been thinking about getting back in school, though, man.
Back in JC or something like that?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's where all the girls are, right?
Say off.
But on the other hand, man, I just as soon keep working. Keep a little change in my pocket.
Yeah? Wait.
Rather than spend my time listening to some dipshit who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about anyway.
I know what you're talking about.
Say, so you're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, man, how's this year's crop of freshman chicks looking?
Well, you're gonna end up in jail sometime really soon, I know that. Fact.
No, man. Yeah. No, man, I'll tell you. Yeah. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 67, coming at you right now.
The sequels edition.
That's right. We just heard The Queers with High School Psychopath Part 2, the follow-up to the Screeching Weasel track.
Screeching Weasel before that. High School Psychopath Part 1, we're drinking heavily in Sacramento.
That's right. That's what we do best. Consume alcohol and play fucking music.
It's 11:45, probably.
On the atomic clock here at the Rhyme and Treason Radio Studio. Coming up next, we got some Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle, what is the song? Part 1 and Part 2, and then closing it out with Pink Floyd. It's going to be sick.
Yeah.
So, experience the randomness. That's what Rhyme and Treason Radio is all about.
Songs with sequels, you know, it's a theme, kind of like the Shoes edition, where you're like, what the fuck?
How many Shoes songs was rough, dog.
How many songs with sequels are there?
Not that many, but we pulled it
off. More than you
off.
Would think, though.
Yeah, we pulled it off.
So there you go. Another fucking episode in the bag.
Enjoy it.
Suck it.
Rhyme.
Sucktacular treason.
It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and Inditex ships a few extra units, I don't see another dime. So where's the motivation? And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get it.
Tell you what is wrong and right. And who believe him, not who gave. Trying to see bright and dark one day. Following him is not my choke. Why not live life and leave yourself?
Oh, This release is a thought you'd like to know.
I don't need no
adios!
So long!
Very well!
Yar! Bon voyage!
Toodle-oo!
So long!
Bye-bye!
Ta-ta!
Bye, everybody!
Bye-bye!
Sayonara, dude!
So long!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye now!
Bye!
See ya!
Bye! Bye-bye!
Ha-ha! I'm gonna miss Springfield. This town's been awfully good to us.
No, it hasn't, Dad. That's why we're leaving.
Oh, yeah! So long!
Rhyme!
Entries and...